Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's another great rising morning. Hallelujah. And I bless the Almighty Creator Elohim. He is the Most High. I will choose to bless him at all times and allow my mouth. I am so grateful to him that you called in once again. Yes, to Crown Talking Drums Radio this early Sunday morning, September 24th on our calendar. Yes, it is the last Sunday of this month. Wow. I'm grateful, though. We get to start another week to see what the Father has for us, even whatever's unexpected. He already knows. I'm just glad he's in my life, and I believe he's in your life, and to guide us through whatever we may have to face. I tell you, if we didn't have this word, I don't know where I'd be. I can only speak for myself. I'm sure you can say the same thing. We need this word to lead us and guide us in this journey we call life. Hallelujah. So I just want to take this time to welcome you for joining in once again and putting this time in your schedule. You didn't have to do it, but you did. I'm glad you did. This is for such a time as this ministry. My name is Sharepta Cunningham. Yes. And I'm just grateful for this opportunity and this space and how the Father has given me a willingness to share, to encourage, amen, to, you know, not just you, but I'm encouraging myself to keep on fighting in this good fight of faith. Yes, it is a good fight of faith. May not always feel good, but in the end, hallelujah, we always win because we're fighting with the winner. We have victory is on our side. Hallelujah. But I'm just glad that we get to share in his truth. Amen. That truth that continues to elevate us and bring us up. Amen. Closer to him. It brings his truth brings the very life of himself to the front, to the forefront of the focus. We're not the focus. I'm not the focus. He's the focus. You're not the focus. He's the focus. Amen. And that is a blessing within itself. Getting our eyes off ourselves and keeping our eyes on our heavenly creator, our Father. Yes. To those of you who's connected in and listening or maybe listening to the recorded broadcast later on and you've already been called out or chosen and you're living that set apart life. Amen. By his grace and through faith, you believed in and you've accepted in his son, your Elohim son, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Those who follow after his truth, that word, yes, we're depending on him and we're trusting in him. Amen. If there's anyone that's listening in or, you know, who haven't accepted Yeshua as your personal savior yet, there's still room. The Father is standing with his hands and arms wide open, welcoming, ready for you to come in and say, I yield, I yield. I can't hold out any longer. Yes, I'm just grateful you're here and you hear the sound of my voice. Amen. Amen. That's a blessing to have ears, not just the natural ears to hear, but I pray your spiritual ears are open today. Amen. And as the Father sees fit, and you know, I'm just thankful that his Holy Spirit is my lead and my guide as he sees fit. Amen. To carry on and take us through his word today. I'm just grateful, amen, that we are here to hear what he has to say. Amen. And we know he's right now. Hallelujah. Yeshua, the anointed one, he's seated at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession on behalf of us. Isn't that a blessing? to know that, to believe that. Amen. But we're just grateful. Hallelujah. He's praying for us if no one else is. That's a blessing. Amen. I know he's got our back. Hallelujah. I know he's got mine. I believe he's got yours too. Amen. He's covering every area. He's going forth before us. Hallelujah. And we know if all this wickedness is going on and unjustness is going on in the world, and as we see it, I pray we're not focusing on it, but our mind is focusing, our heart is focusing on the word and what the word says, how the word is to govern our lives. Amen. I pray that's where your focus is. That's where mine is, because this negativity that I'm seeing, I'm telling you, if I stay focused on that, that will pull me down. I pray you're not focused on that. Even if there's any negative report you may hear or have heard this week, or you may hear of this week that we started, if you hear any negative news, immediately turn your mind toward the things of our Most High Creator. Amen. Our Father. He is our Heavenly Father. And he wants us to come and draw closer to him. Amen. So with that being said, and talking about all that's going on, you've seen the news. You've heard the reports of what's going on all around the world and how these things, but we were warned that these things would happen. So just because they're going on, and as we continue to live, guess what? They're going to wax worse and worse. So we haven't seen nothing yet, but it's just our job, yeah, our responsibility to pray, to intercede, to stand in the gap. Our mission is to build up the Father's kingdom. Amen. It doesn't matter how it looks like the kingdom down here, the enemy is winning. He's not winning. The Father's going to still have the last say, regardless to what's going on. Amen. So let us just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this brand new day that you have made, that you've allowed us to see. You woke us up, hallelujah. Yes, with the activities of our limbs, we woke up in a right state of mind. Yes, we know who we are and whose we are. We know who we belong to, and that's just a blessing. This is a new day of your mercy where we're not going to get what we may deserve. Hallelujah. Yes, your grace is extending itself as well, where we get what we don't deserve. My. We thank you for helping us not to take your mercy and your grace for granted, not take for granted that you woke us up again to breathe your air. Hallelujah. You woke us up. You touched us one more time, and we say thank you. You've given us another opportunity. If there's anything wrong, that we've wronged anyone or anything wrong, you've given us the opportunity to make it right once again. Thank you, Father. Oh, we bless you. We give you praise and glory and honor. You are our sole provider. You are Jehovah. You continue to provide all things for us and to us. And we thank you for that. Amen. We just thank you for the roof that you placed over our head and all the provisions you are given there. We just give you praise for that. We didn't wake up sleeping on the ground this morning or wake up in a tent or laying on a cardboard box. We thank you, Father. So many things we take for granted, even the water that's running, we can let it heat up and get hotter or allow it to be cooler, cool it down, or mix the two to have warm, lukewarm water. We don't have to drink that water, the water that we're even having to bathe or shower in. We don't have to drink that same water. Help us, Father, not to take these things for granted. Hallelujah. You are our Heavenly Father, and we just pray, even for those who are homeless at this time, we just call them up before you, Father. Ask that you provide and open doors, because if it were not for your grace, we could be right there too. Some of us may have experienced homeless, being homeless before. Father, we just thank you. Some of us may be on the brink of right, becoming homeless. Help us, Father. Thank you for being Jehovah. You're providing us all things. And now, Holy Spirit, with your guidance, the help of you, Father, and the guidance of your Holy Spirit, I thank you as we speak your word today to listening ears of people who desire, yes, to be encouraged and who desire, yes, to be elevated in you even the more. Father, you're welcome. You're welcome in this place. You're welcome, Holy Spirit, to infiltrate this time in your presence. And I thank you for doing it for such a time as this. We pray this prayer in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. And to you, Father, be all the glory. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful this morning. The Father just kept, you know, he had given me kind of one word, and I was like, well, kind of word I kind of picked up when I was at service on yesterday, and that word didn't stick, but it was regenerate. I heard that word come out of the apostle's mouth, a restructure. That was the word, restructure. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Not restructure. And I heard him say that, and I'm like, huh, restructure. I said, but then I was thinking about, okay, Father, what do you want me to say about restructure? Amen. You know, our mind has to get renewed to be and get restructured to think like the Father thinks, to begin to act like the Father acts, to begin to walk like the Father would have us to walk. And our example is Yeshua, his son. Amen. And, you know, I call him with his Hebrew names. As I'm reading throughout the scriptures in the Bible, you're going to hear me say, you know, and instead where it may say God, you're going to hear me say Elohim. Where it says Jesus, you're going to hear me say Yeshua, Christ, Messiah. He is Yeshua, Messiah. Amen. And where there is the word Lord, you're going to hear me say Jehovah. Amen. So I just want to give that back out there again. So you've already been hearing me say it in case anyone may be new listening in. I'm not ashamed of the name of my Father and my Savior. Amen. So I'm just going to put them out there like they never should have been changed. Anyway, so I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. That word just kind of stuck in my head of restructuring. He still didn't let me stay there. He kind of gave me a couple of other words. I'm like, okay, Father, what you doing here? And I heard the words before I lay down on that side. I just kept hearing, and I didn't know where he was going. And he did it again. He woke me up early this morning. He said, this is where I want you to go. So the two words, and I said, how you gonna? He gave me was mercy and feast. I said, mercy and feast. I'm like, how you going to tell? So I just laid down on it. I prayed and laid down on it. I said, I don't know how Father is going to tie it together, but you know, I love him so much. I believe you do too. He's so faithful. He is so faithful. And you know, that song has been in my mind for like 2 weeks now, just singing it over and over. And his holiness, his worthiness, his faithfulness. And amen, I've just been singing it over and over and just hearing that song resonate, because the Father is holy. Actually, I even have it playing again, hallelujah, over and over again, kind of in the background. And I can barely hear it, so I know you can't hear it. But the Father is so holy. He's so worthy, hallelujah, and he's so faithful. He never changes. But when he gave me this word mercy, and you know, I always talk about that mercy and grace, even when I'm opening up and even doing prayer, because his mercy, hallelujah, it never stops. His mercies are new every morning. Yes, and great is his faithfulness. Leviticus tells us that. I mean, that's in the word, and it's in the word over and over and over again. But I said, okay, Father, well, I know what your mercy is. Your mercy is your compassion. You know, you show that compassion toward us even when we mess up. And you want us to show that same mercy toward others even if they mess up toward us. And, you know, in the Bible app, the week has been the Beatitudes that come out of the fifth chapter of Matthew. So of course that was one passage of scripture that came out this week. And but I didn't know the Father was going to have us to go here, but His mercy endures forever, and His mercies are new every morning. That's what I love about the Father. We don't take that for granted, though. Amen. We don't take it for granted that just because His compassions are new toward us every morning, that we can just live and do any kind of way. We can't. We can't live any kind of way, especially as His set-apart saints. He set us apart holy to live a set-apart life. Amen. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He's a merciful Father. He's forever loving on us. And I just hope that we see this, you know. I pray that you come, yes, with ears to hear and eyes to see. Amen. What the Father is saying to us in reference to His mercy. I pray you get it in a different light today, because He enlightened me even the more as He was ministering to me a little bit. I mean, He ministers to me a lot about His mercy, though. But even this morning, a fresh download as He was speaking to me about His mercy and wants me to speak to us about His mercy. Amen. I'm going to be reading some out of the Old Testament and under the Old Testament writing, and then some out of the New Testament writing. Amen. So in the Hebrew, the Hebrew word for mercy is chesed, which means kindness, loving kindness, and pity. And then when I read some out of the New Testament reading, because I'm going to be in the lettering part, maybe not in the covenant part of the New Testament, just as I'm in the lettering part of the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, not in the Old Covenant part of the Torah. But where He has me, but that Greek word is L-A-L-A-L. Which means compassion and pity. So they're kind of meaning the same thing, how it's used in the Old Testament and in the Amen. That kindness, that loving kindness, that pity. It's a compassion. It's like you can love so much that, you know, you look over the wrongness. Amen. That's compassion. That's where even forgiveness comes in, through that compassion. See, the Father loves us so much. If and when we mess up, amen, the thing is to be quick to repent if you mess up. That's the thing about it. Amen. To be quick. Don't just stay there. Don't wallow. Don't get in your own self-pity about it. Get out of your own way of thinking. Amen. The Father wants us to have His thoughts. Amen. Hallelujah. And I see where that word is coming in at, that restructure. Amen. Because that's what He wants us to do. Amen. Our minds have to be renewed. Amen. And but we have to understand the mercy of our Father. And we have to be in a place where we don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. And it's not just an opportunity that we live any kind of way. Amen. Amen. So mercy is all throughout the scriptures. I mean, I need a word search, of course, and it's all throughout the scriptures. I'm telling you, the Bible is full of this word mercy. So that lets us, I wish I could have did a search and see how many times, I wish I took time to do that, and see how many times that word is mentioned just from the King James Version. And a lot of times I read other translations, I study with other translations, but I read the King James Version most of the time, but that's the best one. My concordance cross-references these words. So I'm just I'm grateful this morning, but His word never changes. Now, some of the writings are changing the context a little bit of their meaning. That's why I like doing the cross-reference with the word. But anyway, with the words, amen, these words are important, amen. But my thing today is, once we have finished, because He gave me mercy, And he gave me the word feast. Amen. I hope by the end of this message that you will receive his mercy. Amen. You will receive it, that you will take hold of his mercy. Amen. That you will have a different enlightenment pertaining to the mercy of our Father. His mercy endures forever. We know that. There's so many passages of scriptures, even in the Psalms. Amen. And as I did, as I did a cross-reference in the Psalms, and I'm just going to read a few of them, just kind of go through some of them. There is all throughout the Psalms. But in a Psalm 103, starting at, I'm going to skip through some verses, verse 8 of 103. Jehovah is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He's plenteous in loving kindness. He's plenteous in his kindness, in his pity toward us. My. And in that 11th verse of that 103rd Psalm, for the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Amen. Those that fear him, have a reverence toward him. Amen. His mercy is enduring on our behalf because we fear him. That 17th verse in Psalm 103. But the mercy of Jehovah is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness until children's children. My. See, because his mercy, we are able to receive it and recognize his mercy, his goodness, his kindness, his tender loving kindness that he continues to extend toward us because we fear him. We reverence him. We're not afraid of him, but we have a respect and an honor toward who he is. Yes, he is the King of Kings and Jehovah over everything that calls itself Lord. Oh, my. I'm so happy this morning that I have experienced, and I believe those listening have experienced that personal relationship time. Amen. Because of the acceptance of Yeshua Messiah. Holding on to that word, you also are receiving his mercy. You understanding that you're receiving his mercy. Come on now. He tells us in all of our getting to get understanding. And that's what we need. We need understanding to understand how much his loving kindness and his compassion is toward us. And see, it's not just for us. But when he shows it to us, that's how we show it to others. Because of what he's done for us, we can't just be selfish with it. Amen. We have to share it. Hallelujah. That love is in our heart, and then we shed it abroad. Amen. That mercy is in our heart, and then we shed it abroad. Psalm 106:1, praise ye Jehovah. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy, there it is again, endures forever. It's from generation to generation to generation. It's forever. Amen. So many passages throughout the psalm keep telling us that it endures forever. Isn't that a blessing? Psalm 107:1. Oh, my. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah. For he is good, for his mercy endures forever. That was almost like Psalm 106. It said, give praise. Hallelujah. And Psalm 107 said, give thanks. Amen. We got to praise him with our mouth. Let the fruit of his praises be on our lips. Hallelujah. Even when badness is going on. Yeah, I made up that word badness. I don't think that's even a word. Even when bad is going on, he's worthy of our praise. Yes, he is. He's a holy Father. He's a faithful Father. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For your mercy, his mercy is great. That's what Psalm 108:4 says. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches unto the clouds. Isn't it a blessing, hallelujah, to have the mercy of the loving kindness, the tender mercy, the pity that the Father has to us, hallelujah, and it comes from the clouds. Amen. I'm just grateful this morning, and I'm going to Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good. There it is again. For his mercy endures forever. It's all throughout the psalm, but then it's in the regular passages of scriptures too. Amen. It's in like not just the psalms. Amen. Where we can get encouragement through this. I mean, the word encourages all the way through. Even when we're hearing of something negative that took place, we're encouraged in the word. Amen. Elohim's mercy endures forever. His willingness to act on our behalf is still operating today. It hasn't changed. It's operating in this earth today. We cannot forget that. His mercy never runs out. We've been reading that over and over again. It endures to all generations. It endures forever and ever and ever. Amen. It won't weaken. Amen. It won't stop. His mercy endures forever until we're called out of this earth, off this earth. His mercy is still extending itself toward us. That is a blessing to know. His loving kindness, his compassion, hallelujah, is toward us every single day of our life. Praise ye, Jehovah. Hallelujah. I just praise you for your mercy enduring forever. Mighty and powerful things happen. Hallelujah. Even when Israel said those words. Amen. The words of praise and adoration to Elohim. And we're going to read about that right now. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. Have Chronicles, the first Chronicles and second Chronicles were like books that were written kind of like history, kind of reflecting on the book of first and second Kings. They were kind of, it was kind of, and I think Ezra was the priest who wrote, I think he was the one who was author of the book of Chronicles. But we're going to break into second Chronicles, and we're going to go to the fifth chapter of second Chronicles. Now I'm reading this out of the King James Version, and I probably really didn't really want to read it in its entirety. I really wanted to get to the last two verses of that chapter was where I was really trying to get to. But this was here, I'm going to read this first verse of fifth chapter of 2 Chronicles. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of Jehovah was finished. And Solomon brought in all things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of Elohim. So Solomon had built this temple. I mean, it was humongous. It was huge. Amen. He was anointed and appointed to do it. And even in the second chapter, if you go back and read how he was preparing to build that temple, I mean, it was amazing. As you read that and as you saw all that he, you know, because remember Solomon, he only asked, what did he ask? He could ask for anything else, but all he asked was for wisdom. Amen. Wisdom. And the Father gave him wisdom beyond measure too. We need his wisdom, saints. We need his wisdom. Amen. And understanding. And we need his wisdom even to understand that we can receive his mercy. Amen. Some things that we have taken so lightly and didn't really have the fullness understanding of it. But he wants to enlighten us and remind us even the more. The Father's always reminding us. Amen. He tells us to put him in remembrance of his word. Remind ye me. We are constantly, or should be constantly, reminding the Father of what his word says. Amen. His promises of what he said he would do for us. Amen. But in that second, let me go back. I don't want to keep going ahead because you know I keep going. When I get to talking about the goodness of the Father, I just get excited. And I'm glad I get excited. But Solomon, Amen. When you go back to that second chapter, that he decided the time to build a temple for Jehovah and a palace. You know, it was a temple and a palace where he dwelled there as well. But it was a temple unto the Father. Amen. This required a force of 70,000 laborers, 80,000 stone cutters in the hills, and 3,600 foremen. He had all these people. He sent an ambassador to King Hiram at Tyre, requesting shipments of cedar lumber, such as Hiram had supplied to David when he was building his palace. My. Look at here. He knew who he had favor with, who he needed to go to, who his father went to. He went there too. Amen. And that favor extended. Hiram gave him whatever he needed. All the supplies were given. Solomon wasn't just a man of wisdom, but he was a man of great wealth. Amen. Now, he got sidetracked later on. Oh, yes. He got sidetracked. He got mixed up and started doing things against the Father, and that can happen to us, too. That's why we must stay focused in this word. Amen. So it can help keep us on track. Amen. Hide his word, saints, in our hearts. So we don't sin against his word. In other words, we're not sin. It won't cause us to fall short in him when we hide this word in our heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But see, Solomon, amen. He was about building that temple for Jehovah, his Elohim. Even in that, if you read in that second, I was just kind of taking a few of the parts out of 2 Samuel. What all he need? I mean, Second Chronicles. What all Solomon needed, amen, to build this temple, and how it was supplied. Even that last verse in the second chapter of Chronicles, Second Chronicles, that second chapter, the 17th verse. Solomon now took a census of all the foreigners in the country, just as his father David had done, and found that there were 153,600 of them. He indentured 70,000 as common laborers, 80,000 as loggers, and 3,600 as foremen. He had the people in place to make sure things were done right. Ha! My, that was a lot. So can you imagine how massive this palace was? Can you imagine how massive this temple that he was instructed to build? Amen. By the Father. Oh, man, that is amazing. So when I read that fifth verse of Second Chronicles in its entirety, talking about all the elements, that first verse, everything, the ark of the covenant, everything that was brought in and displaced in there, amen, and a priest had undergone the purification rites for themselves. They all took up part in the ceremonies without regard to whatever their normal duties were. I mean, people were just doing what they needed to do to make sure things ran right in that new temple build. When they came to dedicate it back to the Father. Amen. It was just a blessing. And that's why I'm not going to read the entire part, the entirety of the 14 verses of the fifth chapter. Amen. Of Second Chronicles. But when you get to the 13th and the 14th verses, amen. It says, and it even came to pass, as the trumpeters and the singer were as one, they were on one accord, to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking Jehovah. And when they lifted up their voice with trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised Jehovah, saying, for he is good, for his mercy, hallelujah, endures forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of Jehovah, so that the priest could not even stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of Jehovah had filled the house of Elohim. Isn't that amazing? They knew that his mercy, his loving kindness, his pity, hallelujah, even in allowing them to build that temple, they were dedicating it back for his presence to be acknowledged, for his presence to be manifested. We saw it was manifested in glory. The priest couldn't even minister because that glory cloud had filled the temple. Amen. We know today, what's the temple? Our body is the temple. Amen. Yeah, we meet at the meeting places that are churches today. I'm glad I don't go to a church any longer. I just go to what is called the assembly, the gathering. I go to what is called the training center. Amen. Go to get trained. That's what we're supposed to be happening in the churches. We just go there. You go there to get equipped to come out. Hallelujah, and do the will of the Father. Amen. You don't go to church to get controlled and get manipulated. Amen. You go to the gathering, hallelujah, to the assembly, to get equipped to come out into this world, hallelujah, to be effective kingdom citizens that the Most High has anointed and appointed us to be for him, in him. That's what it's all about, saints. Amen. But his mercy in this process, I thank him for his mercy. Hallelujah. Because there were so many questions. I would study one thing and hear and see another thing, even in the church. Even the questions, as my husband was my pastor, some of the questions I would privately ask him. Amen. I still had questions because the word would say this, but then it would be that. I'm like, something not right here. But I'm grateful now. Hallelujah. Even us even knowing that the Sabbath is on Saturday. Saturday is Sabbath, not Sunday. But man is just taking all that into it. I didn't know we were going to go here today, but the Holy Spirit did. Amen. So I'm just grateful this morning, hallelujah, that I am honoring the Sabbath and keeping it holy, just like it's required to. Those commands have not changed. The commandments have not changed. The laws of the commandments have not changed, and they never will. Amen. And I just want to honor them to the fullest with the help of the Holy Spirit. He's our helper. He's in us to help lead us and guide us into all truth. And that's what I'm happy about. I want to be led and guided into all truth. Hallelujah. It's about the truth of the truth. And that's what I told the apostle. Amen. I said, when I started researching this his ministry, amen, I was researching for my youngest son, amen, because he was kind of searching here, there, and everywhere, just getting all confused. And when I found this apostle, amen, through actually I was questioning, and another apostle gave me his information, got back and gave me his information. So I started searching him out, and I started listening to his messages for myself. And I was like, wow, okay, that answered that question. And then the next thing I knew, that answered another question. And I would just see men ministering. But then the first Sabbath I was deciding to go, that my concern was, is there women ministers? The first women minister. I said, okay. And I was already restructuring things I was doing on Saturday. I'm just sharing a quick testimony throughout this message, because this is a testimony for me. Hallelujah. I'm grateful. But I told him, when I sat down to him face to face, Apostle Bailey, I said, I have been bit. He said, bit? I said, yes. I got bit searching for my son. I got bit with the truth of the truth. And I'm just so excited about that. I will continue to tell that because that's my story. And that's just the truth anyhow. So I'm grateful this morning because things were confirmed. And when I saw the ministry, and that was the first Sabbath that I went to, and I've been going ever since. I'm grateful for that. I'm just learning even the more. I'm unlearning some things that may have been taught incorrectly or whatever that I thought, but I still was confused about it a little bit. But the enlightenment is coming even the more, and it's line upon line. Precept, it's the word. So the word is true. That's not going to change. The word will never change for any of us. And I'm so grateful about that this this morning. So we see the mercy of the Father. It even endured even the years that I was honoring him through the name Jesus. Amen. But I just want to honor him through his correct name, which is Yeshua. Amen. He was still faithful to me even then. Amen. He's still faithful to you even now. Hallelujah. But the thing is, when you know different, you do different. Amen. When you learn the right, you do the right. So that's just it. Bottom line, I already knew those names, Yeshua and Elohim. So I already have been studying that. But now I can do it even more freely. And yes, some people may look at me strange and think I'm crazy or think I'm in a cult or whatever you might call it. No. This is no cult. I'm not Seventh-day Adventist. I'm not your Jehovah Witness, though I am a witness for Jehovah. Hallelujah. Yes. Following after the Torah, the laws, the commandments, following after his truth, hallelujah, and loving and enjoying every minute of it. And though the attacks are going to come, they come, they're going to come, the tests are going to come, yes, they come. If you're in one now, guess what? When you come out, guess what? You're going to go into another one. They're going to come regardless. But I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Nothing can deter me from loving on our merciful Father. I pray the same for you. Nothing should ever be able to deter you, turn you around to go in a different direction from the love and the mercy of our Heavenly Father. My. I'm grateful for his mercy this morning. His mercies are new every morning. They are words of praise and adoration unto him. Hallelujah. When Solomon finished building this temple, yes, the trumpeters and the singers, what did they do? They lifted up their voices on one accord, blowing the trumpets, ringing the cymbals, my, playing the instruments of music. They praised Jehovah, saying, for he is good, his mercy endures forever. Amen. There's another time of prayer where Jehoshaphat appointed the singers unto Jehovah to go before the army and say, praise Jehovah, his mercy endures forever. See, there are several different accounts in the scripture. That one just came to mind. Hallelujah. When singers were even set up before the battle, praise and went forth. Hallelujah. Praises and shouts of victory went forth. Then my mind now even goes to, hallelujah, when the two were in the prison. Oh, my. Name just slipped my mind. But you know who I'm talking about. As they were giving praise in the jail cell, the bands were loose. Hallelujah. Fall in silence. Hallelujah. As they were in the jail cell, the bands were loose because they began to praise and worship Jehovah. I mean, they began to praise and worship Jehovah, giving him glory, giving him honor, giving him praise and adoration. And even the guard thought, you know, he needed to take his own because he thought he was going to die. He said, oh, no, you're good. You, as a matter of fact, you and your whole house are saved. My. He wanted to believe in that Father, in that God, in that Elohim that they were praising and worshiping. And I tell you, it's contagious. Praise and worship, it's contagious. If devils are around, they got to flee. They got to come subject, got to shut up or whatever. But praise is contagious. And I'm so glad about it. There's a difference between praise and worship. We're praising, hallelujah, the Father for who he is. We, hallelujah, for what he's doing and what he can do. But we worship him. Yes, let's get this right, sister. We worship him for who he is. We praise him for what he can do, what he's done, what he's going to do. Amen. Because we know about who he is and all that. But we worship him for who he is. Hallelujah. We know who and who he is to us. Personally, amen, there is a difference. Hallelujah. And you know, it's been thousands of years since these words were spoken. Isn't that something to think about? Thousands of years that these scriptures were written for our learning. But they still continue on today. Amen. Amen. His mercy is extended for thousands of generations. That hasn't changed. So how can we throw the law out? the commandments out, but we still want to hold on to some things that's in the Old Testament. We cannot do that. We can't throw away the first five books of the Bible. That's the law. We have to still honor, because it even talks about generation. Teach it to your children. Generation to children, generation. Israel, teach it to your children. Generation, generations to come. All this happened in Jerusalem. Come on. There's going to be the old Jerusalem that's standing today. It's wickedness going on there. That's going to pass away. The new Jerusalem, huh, that's going to be set up. That's where we're going to dwell. You know, the Father always goes back to his order. He's a father of order. He created us here to rule and to reign. Sin is here now, kind of trying to take over, but it doesn't. We are kingdom citizens. We are here to expel wrongdoing. We are here to expel and expose. Amen. Amen. We have to be in our rightful places. Amen. That's why we must understand the mercy of the Father. Because, see, if we didn't understand his mercy, when someone messes up or comes toward us in any kind of wrong way, we can just judge them like or just go off on them. No, we've seen the mercy of the Father on us. We haven't always been where we are. Over the years, he's continuously changing us from the inside out. We've had problems too. Some still got problems now. We still need him. We still need his mercy to extend in our lives. Therefore, we have to show mercy to others. Amen. That's the only way they're going to be able to see who we really are. But you got people, saints, supposedly be set apart. We set apart when we follow after his command. That's what sets you apart. Following after his command, his commandments, keeping his commandments. That's what sets us apart. We have to understand that. Amen. I'm just here to encourage you. I'm not fussing. Sometimes I feel like I'm fussing. I just want us to get it. Because I want to get it. I've got to get it for myself. This is personal. It's a personal walk for me. It's a personal walk for you. I just want to help us to get it. I don't want to get it by myself. I want to help others along the way. Amen. If somebody's falling short right now in an area as a saint of the Most High, as a believer, as a fellow brother, as a fellow sister, I don't want you to fall short. I want you to get it right too. I don't want to fall short and keep falling short over and over and over just because I know I can, just because mercy's there, just because grace is there. We can't take that for granted. Amen. And you see it being done. Over and over, the grace got me covered. No, the Father doesn't want us to make it a habit to practice sin. No, he's covered that. He shed his blood for sin. That's what he did. We have to understand that blood covenant. Amen. We have to understand that. And you know, a lot of times when I would pray a lot, I would say, plead the blood, plead the blood. That's not even correct to pray that way because the blood's already been shed for us for sin. The blood covers sin. Maybe I need to do a teaching on that or a study on that to share about that. Amen. Since my eyes have been open to that truth of that. So that's why I say I'm still unlearning some things. Yes, but it's scriptural. When you read, I don't read that in the scripture about pleading the blood over, you can plead it over sin, yeah, but over, because that's what it was shed for. But that's another message, okay? We're going to stay focused. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. But we just want to continue to know that his mercy is there, enduring on our behalf, okay? His mercy is good. It endures forever. It surrounds us even today. Amen. And I'm glad about that. So I said, okay, Father, in this restructuring stage, we have to understand that your mercy, hallelujah, it endures every day. It's on our behalf, but we are not to take it for granted. So how can we continue to recognize this mercy, the mercy of Elohim? How do we continue to recognize it? We recognize it by feasting. Amen. I'm not talking, yes, we are in the time of feast. We're in the seventh biblical month. Amen. And we are in the time of feasting. Amen. The Day of Trumpets, we had that. It fell on last Sunday. So we had like double Sabbath last week. And then Tuesday coming is the 10th day. And we're there. This scripture is all read in Leviticus. This is truth. Amen. Of celebrate. These are the feasts. It even tells us in Exodus, you continue to do these feasts. Generation after generation after I was like, wow. So this is stuff. These are things we are not supposed to stop. Amen. And I just love it that we get to continue to share. Hallelujah. To celebrate in the feast. Amen. Tuesday coming, the 10th day of this seventh month is Tuesday. And it's never the same every year. It just depends on when the moon, when it's sighted in Israel, when the feast come or when they start. Amen. It's not always the same. So the 10th day is the day of affliction or the day of atonement. Amen. Which is Tuesday. It's a day of fasting. Amen. Where, you know, it's like a holy convocation day. Amen. So looking forward to that call, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Amen. So I'm just excited. You know, these are the harvest feasts. Amen. And I'm just looking forward as they continue in. It was the Day of Trumpets, then the Day of Atonement. And then I think on the 15th day of the seventh biblical month called the Feast of Tabernacles. So I'm just excited. But see, that's not the feast I'm talking about. Amen. I just wanted to kind of bring that up a little bit. But when he gave me the word mercy and feast, he wasn't talking about the feast that we celebrate as believers, or we should be celebrating as believers. Amen. He's not talking about those pagan times we celebrate the pagan, you know, during the holiday, the Easter, that's Passover. Easter is Passover. That is a feast time. But for us as believers, that's what we should be celebrating. But the feast he's talking about is how we get to eat and feast on the word. Amen. That's what we need. That's how we're going to understand and begin to recognize even the more the mercy of our Father. Amen. It says, the word tells us that man in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Elohim. Look at the commandments. They were written, the Ten Commandments. They weren't Moses' commandments. He was instructed by Elohim to write them on the scrolls, to write them. Remember, he got so angry with the people, he tore, he broke them in the mouth, the first set. But then he had to rewrite them. Come on now. But those were not the Mosaic law. That's being taught today. Those were laws that were written that came from the mouth of Elohim. He instructed Moses to write that. Amen. Come on. Those are the laws of our Father. Huh. My. And he tells us, we shall not live by bread alone, the natural bread that sustains our body, but the bread that sustains our spirit. Hallelujah, that keeps us walking this walk of faith. The word of Elohim is to your spirit as bread is to your body. Bottom line, think about that. Meditate on that for a minute. The word, hallelujah, of Elohim is to your spirit as bread is to your body. When our body gets nourishment that it needs, it's going to function properly. Now, it doesn't mean pumping it full of sugar. It means pumping our body with nutritional food that brings substance, that brings a good result to our body, that brings health, nourishment to our marrow, to our bones. Amen. It brings the strength to our natural body when we eat the right foods. So when our spirit feeds on spiritual food, which is the word, amen, it produces spiritual power. What's that spiritual power called? Faith. Amen. See, we have to understand the mercy of our Father. The only way we're going to understand that is through feasting on his word. Amen. Getting our spirit man built up so we can go forth in power. We can go forth being those effective kingdom citizens that he's anointed and appointed us to be for him. We're not doing this for ourselves to get glory, for our self-gratification. We're doing it out of the love, because his mercy and loving kindness towards us that he continues to show every day after day, generation after generation. We can even see his mercy on our children, those who have our grandchildren. Some may have great-grandchildren who's listening. Hallelujah. His mercy continues to endure, because even if they're not living right yet, we're praying for them that his mercy will extend itself until they make him Savior and Yehovah of their life. Make him their personal, Yeshua, their personal Savior. Yes, we pray mercy extended for us. Amen. Even when I first acknowledged Yeshua Messiah and believed him as my Savior, I was 15. I didn't have no guidance outside of me doing my own, you know, just going to the church and just listening to the words that was preached. But there was no guidance. I wasn't disciples. You know, I wasn't disciples. So I made a lot of mistakes. I messed up. I was a carnal believer. I don't even call myself a Christian anymore. Not a Christian. That word came along too. It was introduced into the writings of the Bible. But I'm a follower of Yeshua Messiah. I try to pattern my life after his, which I was already doing that anyway, even when I was calling myself a Christian. But I'm a follower of the law, the Torah, and a follower of Yeshua Messiah. And I love saying that because it's the truth. Because I understand it in the context of what I was trying to understand it in. I understand it that way now. And that's just a blessing within itself. But when I got saved, then I was still messing up, still, but the mercy was still there. Even for over the 30 years, as I was, you know, following in the steps of how I was taught in the church, through the church, and then not going to the church for a long time, just in my own private studies and still having these questions and not really wanting to get into the church, because it was just too traditionalized for me. It was just too traditional. My husband even said the same thing. He said, baby, when we go back up to Blue Mint, it won't be the same. He was always, he got to where he was saying that it won't be the same as it was. He said, I don't want that tradition. And when I would get invited to speak, even in that time of sabbatical, which he never got back up, we was in sabbatical bowl for some years. When I would be asked to minister somewhere, he said, make sure you pray. Don't let them pull you in. So, you know, he would talk to me. He was my pastor. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. He saw the difference. He knew there was a difference. We already knew the Sabbath was on Saturday. We knew that. But did we honor Saturday as the Sabbath? We did not. That's just the truth of the matter. But I'm going on now, I am. Hallelujah. To Father be all of the glory, praise and honor. But see, we have to feed on his word. Feast, eat that word. And I keep saying, day and night, meditating on his word. Hallelujah. Therefore, we're going to have good success. We're going to prosper. We have to feast on this word, saying, his word is food. Hallelujah. His word is medicine. To our mouth, to our bones, to our flesh. It doeth, well, we know laughter doeth good like a medicine, but his word doeth good like a, his word is medicine. It's our prescription. Hallelujah. Yeah, it gives us what we need. When we fall into a situation, instead of seeking out the counsel of man, we need to first and foremost seek the counsel of our Father. Seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. See, first, hallelujah. I've learned to do that down through the years, seeking him first. He's my first alternative. Amen. I don't want to ask. I was asked a question a couple of days. What do you think about this? What the Father thinks? No, you need to know what the Father thinks. What is he telling you? I can't give you my opinion. What is the Father saying to you? Amen. I'm asked that question a lot. But see, because of that's what I do, I go to the Father first. I may ask you something later, but I've already been to the Father. I went to him first. Amen. Sometimes you may give me an answer to just confirm what he told me. Amen. Go to him first. Hallelujah. You just confirm and then let him confirm through other people. Sometimes you don't even have to ask a question. It just get confirmed by somebody opening up their mouth. Because you talk to the Father about that. See, he's concerned. His compassion, his mercy is so good. He's concerned. Anything that concerns us, it concerns him. He's concerned about us. He wants us to be right, do right, love right, act right, talk right, walk right. He knows we're not perfect in this flesh. Because the Messiah, he was perfect in this flesh. He came and walked a perfect life before us. That's why he needs to be our example, modeling our life after him. He needs to be our role model. Sometimes we're setting up role models in another person, another individual, want to be like them, want to be like my daddy, want to be like my mom. No, they're apt to fail. And sometimes if you pattern yourself after an individual, when they fall, guess what? You will fall too. I've seen it happen even in ministries. Even in ministries where you have ministers that have prominent names, global wide names, when they fail, guess what? The people that were stuck on that person fail. They had their eyes on the wrong thing. Their idol was on a person. Only one I want to idolize after is Yeshua Messiah, my Elohim, hallelujah, the Father. That's who I want to idolize after. And the Holy Spirit helps us to do that. He helps us over and over and over. He said, hallelujah, in the word, with the comforter who I will send, my name, when he comes, he will lead you in to all truth. Not some truth, all truth. And he will bring back to your remembrance whatsoever I have said. Now see, when Yeshua came, when the New Testament was written and started written, all they had was the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. He came teaching from the Torah, the five books, when he came teaching. Because, see, they were resurrecting up, they had resurrected up their own beliefs and traditions. And that's still happening today. Can't stress that enough, it's the truth, you see it. That's why I couldn't get caught up in the traditional stuff. I couldn't. I tried to visit a ministry on a Sunday, and it just didn't work. I said, okay, I went a few times. No, here we go again. No, same. It's going through this, like going through the motion of things. Mm-mm. The Father said, no, that's not it. I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. That's how we can continue to recognize the mercy of our Father, by feasting on his word. And one passage of scripture he gave me was in John. I missed the passage he gave me on mercy. We may go back to that. I looked at my notes. I wasn't looking at my notes. I was looking at the computer just talking. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to St. John, the 6th chapter. And we're going to start at the 44th verse. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. And I will raise him up at the last day. My, my, my. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of Elohim. Every man, therefore, hath heard and hath learned of the Father, cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of Elohim. He hath seen the Father. See, we see the Father through the Son. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. So see, when we believe on Yeshua, these are the red letter writings. Amen. When we believe on Yeshua, we're going to have everlasting life. He's that bread of life. That's who we have to feed on. What he instructs in the word. Amen. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and they are dead. They're dead now. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. See, when we eat and feast on this word, we're going to live forever. He's going to raise us up on that last day. My, isn't this wonderful? Just reading it in a way where we, just a different, he gave me a different outlook with this when I read it. I've read this passage so many times. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. This is the 51st verse. If any man eat of this bread, which is me, myself, Yeshua, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. See, we don't eat his natural flesh. No. He gave up his flesh. His flesh was beaten, torn, ripped, shredded. Blood was shed for us. That's the sacrifice he gave. His life. 52, the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Yeshua said unto them, see, they think he's talking about, they was in a different place because they was teaching Jewish custom, Jewish tradition. And he came and he was wrecking it up. That's why they hated him. They despised him because he was teaching the law of his father. My. Then he said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. That's why we have communion. As often as we do it in remembrance of him shedding, of giving up his body, being mutilated for us. The shedding of his blood. My. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. There's that last day again. My. In other words, he's going to raise us up from the dead if we're not caught up first. However, whenever he comes back, if we're still alive, we're going to be caught up. Amen. Amen. For my flesh is meat indeed. This is the 55th verse. And my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. My. That's just a blessing to know that we need to feast. The word is life. The life, Yeshua, is the word. Amen. In the beginning was the word. The word was with Elohim, and the word was Elohim. Yeshua was the manifested word in the flesh. That's why we have to pattern after him. Eat of this word. Amen. So we won't be malnourished. So we won't be malnourished in our faith. When our spirit is built up, that brings that power of faith even the more. We can look over our lives and see the mercy and the hand of the Father on our lives. We can look back with. We can look at situations and circumstances that have happened in our lives and see that the hand of the was on us. Come on. We can look back, not to stay there, but just to remember. That's what his word, we have to look back on his word to remember what he's instructed, what he shares with us, what he tells us. We have to remember what he says. And the only way we're going to be able to do that, we're going to feed and feast on his word. Himself. He is his word. We honor him through, you know, sometimes in the church they would do communion every first Sunday, I think, of the month, if I remember correctly. But I do it anytime in my home. My husband and I would do it anytime in our home, acknowledging and recognizing what Yeshua did for us. My. You can do, he said, as often as you do it. Do it in remembrance of him. It's not just a traditional once a month thing. It's not. You can do it whenever you need to or desire to acknowledge him even the more. So when we, and just remembering his word isn't just, we have to continue to feed on what it says. Just remembering it really is not enough. Though I said remember it, we have to feed on it so we become what the word says. And when that situation and circumstance comes up, what comes out? The word. The word. It is that lamp and that light unto our, it should be. That's the lamp and the light to my feet. It guides my path. The word. I want to honor what the word says. Don't you? Mercy and feast. Oh, help us, Father, to remember your mercy and to feast on your word. You are mercy and you are the feast. Oh, yeah, you are. We have to hear the word preached, but we have to study for ourselves to be able to rightly divide that truth that we hear preached. Because a lot of times the truth is not being preached. Tradition is being preached. Come on. We have to know the difference. That's why we have to study and show ourselves approved. So these questions we have, I always have went to the Father with questions. And then years later, you just now get answers, but you know what? His mercy. Thank you, Father. That's why he gave me this, apparently. See, when he gives me a word, it doesn't just encourage you. It encourages me. He's encouraging me now, even as he has me share. Sometimes I don't always understand the fullness of what he's doing, but I thank him. I bless him. He's holy. He's worthy. He's faithful. Hallelujah. Let's feed on the word, saints. That's a deposit in our spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spend time in his word. Spend time in prayer. All that in his presence. All that's in it, and that's where our power is going to come in his presence of his word. That's where our strength's going to come. Who would have told me 30 years ago that I would be standing in a place where my job is on the line? And if you saying I'm not meeting your expectations, I'm underperforming, what? I work as unto the Father. That's not even a part of my character. That's not even a part of who I am, you lying devil. Who would have told me 30 years ago that I would get this report, this negative report concerning me? But guess what? I'm not nervous. I'm not worried. The peace of Jehovah, my has overshadowed me in such a way I don't even understand it. He is so faithful. I'm like, Father, just like you've been with me throughout all these years, in the mess ups, in the mistakes, in the faithfulness, you are still faithful. Saints, I want to encourage you. I don't care what it is that you've heard or dealing with or whatever. Let his mercy continue to resonate. Continue to receive his mercy over, because his loving kindness never stops. Continue to feast in his word, because his word never changes. We can't try to live on memory of a meal, of something you ate. You know, you tasted a good, I don't eat beef, but if you tasted a good steak, somebody might eat steak. Or you tasted a good hamburger. If I eat one, it's a turkey burger or a veggie burger. But that just tasted so good to your taste buds. Sometimes you get the craving and you want another one. But just the memory of that craving is not enough. My, my, my. Just the memory is not, you want to go get that thing. Now, if it's something you shouldn't be eating any longer, you better leave it alone. I don't care how bad you're craving, because you're going to bring harm to your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is the temple we're building that we are to give care to. Amen. Watch what we put in it. Amen. So we can't try, even when it comes to our spirit, we can't just live on the memory of the last spiritual experience. Come on now. This is twofold, because we're talking about the flesh and the spirit. The spirit is much more important than the flesh. When this spirit gets filled, it helps to control this flesh and this fleshly nature, this carnal nature that we are embodied in. We live in a carnal nature, a temple, carnal nature, but we house a spirit being, my, 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 who communes with our spirit man to help us go forth to be what Yehovah, what Elohim has called us to be. I'm just loving it. I'm just loving it. I pray that your faith has been replenished, that you would get to the point where you restructure your faith. Amen. Feast on the word of Elohim, not just today, but every day. Get that word in your heart so you won't sin against it. Amen. Let me see that scripture I had from Romans was dealing to with mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me get to Romans. I thought I had it marked, but I didn't. Romans 11. Yes. So when we didn't even know what mercy was before we accepted Yeshua, that's what it's talking about here. Starting at the Romans 11, starting at the 30th verse. And I'm just going to read a couple of verses. For as you in times past have not believed Elohim, you have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Even so, have these also now not believed that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For Elohim have concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. See, his mercy is upon all. Earlier I stated, this is probably where I needed to bring this passage of scripture in. I remember early it was stated that some that's connected to us, our children, our grandchildren, people that we pray for mercy, we're praying for mercy to extend toward them. So until they get it together, we're praying for them to get it together, because we're working out our own soul salvation with fear, with reverence and trembling before the Father. Amen. But we want them to get theirs worked out. We can't force anything on anyone, but we can pray for them. We can have that compassion and mercy on them. Show them the loving kindness that's been shown toward us. Because at one point, somebody was praying for us. We know Yeshua always praying for us. He's ever making intercession for us at the right hand of the Father now. Those who've been plucked out, called out, set apart, who's living according to his command, following after his law. We've been plucked out and set apart. Amen. I'm just loving it. So even then, before we even got to that point, the Father is still faithful. He was still faithful with his mercy. Amen.
I would just encourage you. Hear that song. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. Mm. That's the song I've been singing it. He's holy. Yes, he's holy. It's a privilege.
What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne.
My. Called into his presence as his own. His mercy did that. His grace did that. He's worthy. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. I can't do nothing but praise him, thank him, and worship him, bow before him at the same time. Yes, it's a privilege.
And an honor to worship at your throne.
Yes. I just want you to hear that song. I've been talking about it. Call into his presence as his own. Belong to him. He's faithful.
You are faithful. So faithful.
Hallelujah. It's a privilege. I didn't know he was going to have me to play this song and turn it up. Hallelujah. We're called into his presence as his own. Hallelujah. He's faithful. It's a privilege. Hallelujah, saints. We've been called into his presence. He's calling us up. Amen. I'm grateful this morning for his mercy and for encouraging us about his mercy and for encouraging us about feasting in his word. Amen. Isn't it a blessing to be able to feast in his word? Feast on Jehovah. Continue to experience his faithfulness, his holiness, his worthiness over and over again, because he is worthy. That will never change. Mm. I'm going to unmute the lines. If there's any comment or a question pertaining to the message, you can ask it now. If there's a prayer request, amen, I would be more than happy to stand in agreement with you. Amen. The lines are open. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're just going to close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for once again showing yourself mighty and strong in and on our behalf with your word. Thank you for continuing to watch over your word, to perform your word, and bring your word to pass. Thank you for enlightening us even the more concerning your mercy today. I just believe you said your word, when it goes forth, it accomplishes exactly what you sent it out to accomplish. And your word never returns back void. Because you've said that, I know that. And I thank you. If only I was blessed today, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. And I give you praise. Thank you for your mercy. Continue to extend to us throughout this week and the weeks, the months, the years to come forth. Your mercy is new every morning. Yes, your mercy is forever, is everlasting. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy that you continue to extend to us the world. We give you praise. We give you glory. It's because of your mercy this world has not been consumed yet. Because if we look around, we see the days of Sodom and Gomorrah still being in operation. Some of them are under the scene, underhanded, with this sex trafficking and babies being sacrificed and all this mess, evilness, lawlessness, lawlessness is still going on, even in a more severe way. You're exposing some stuff, though, and we thank you. It's because of your mercy that we're not consumed. Oh, and we thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Help us to continue to pray, intercede, and stand in the gap for others and one another. We thank you. We give you praise as you're allowing us to continue to hunger and thirst after your righteousness. You said those that hunger, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We thank you, Father. We're hungering. Have an ardent zeal to hunger after your rightness and being in right standing with you. And in that return, you're filling us up. Yes, and we thank you with your word. We thank you that we're hiding your word in our hearts so we won't sin against it or you. You are your word. And we thank you. Thank you for the blood of your son, Yeshua Messiah, that he shed to forgive us of any wrongness that we have done or may do. We thank you. It's all been covered. Help us, Father, if and when or if we mess up, to be quick to repent and don't waddle in it. We thank you. Don't waddle in that mistake. Don't waddle in that wrongdoing, Father, because we wrongdo toward you. Hallelujah. Help us to be quick to repent and get it right and move forward. We thank you for that. Oh, we just bless you and honor you. Hallelujah. For who you are. Hallelujah. You are our King. You are our Savior. You are our Yehovah. Yes, you supply everything that we need. You cover us. You are our peace. You are our righteousness. You declared us righteous through the blood that Yeshua shed. You are our shepherd. You are our healer. And we thank you, Jehovah. You're almighty, and we don't take that for granted. It's in your name. You know what we stand in need of. And we thank you for not just meeting the need, but superseding it according to your word. You said you would do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ever ask or think. You told us to ask, to seek, to knock, and we will have. We will. The door will be open. We will find. We thank you for that, Father. Continue to keep reminding us of what you keep telling us over and over again. And we thank you. We bless you and we honor you. Thank you for doing your will in our lives, as we yield and surrender ours to yours. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen, amen. And we speak his shalom peace unto you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I love you. Hallelujah. But he loves you more. Oh, yes, he does. Thank you for your compassion, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.